afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. We're going to change a little thing. We're now in 2021. Today is Monday, January 4th, 2021. We're going to have a little bit of changes on the radio schedule today, so we are live. And my co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and additional noise. I don't know what that noise is in the background, but our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And as I mentioned, it's Monday, January 4th, 2021. Dave will be joining us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we're kind of just switching things around for a little bit. Wendy Wilson will still be here on Wednesdays. And of course, we'll still welcome a Greg Hunter on the program. So sometimes you just need a little bit of a change. And sometimes our schedules change and we have to make adjustments. So I'm glad we are able to make these adjustments. So good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I'm sorry you're going to get stuck with me 3 days a week now. I'm sorry about that.
I know, me too.
I mean, you have Marcia's deepest sympathy.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. Have another cup of cheer.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. But a great day that it is. It was good to get back to work today. We closed down for the weekend and for heading into 2021. And we opened up with a great surprise with gold up in the New York spot price aftermarket, $44. Wow. $1,943. Silver was up 80 cents at $27.27. Although platinum was down 5 at $1,066, and palladium was down 68 at $2,418. And the stock market today was down 500 points, 478 points. And it was up first thing this morning. 30,223. The NASDAQ was down 189, 12,698. And the S&P was down 55, 3,700. All NASDAQ and S&P was down almost 1.5%. 10-year yields holding at 0.92%. And, you know, it's just a mixed bag. You could pick any excuse that you want as far as why gold is up and the market is down, but I would take all of those excuses and say they probably had a little bit to do, a little bit of everything had a little bit to do with gold going higher and, of course, the market going just a little bit lower. It's, you know, 1.5% really isn't any big deal anymore when you're looking at 30,000 on the Dow, but I think everybody gets it. Everybody's waiting for the shoe to drop. Everybody's waiting to have all of these big corrections in the stock market. And so when you get this 1.5% to the downside, is this the beginning? And Butch, I saw also that I believe Boris Johnson,
yes.
UK, they went into a full lockdown today.
Yes, yes.
That's being developed right now.
I tell you what, that's really sad. The UK is in such bad shape financially already. My goodness. And with this blip coming up, oh my, it's really nasty. It is.
I mean, it's nasty everywhere.
Yes, it is.
And, I think we're going to look back on 2020 looking at it as a... What was so bad about 2020?
I totally agree.
I think we're going to see lots and lots of changes this year. But the good outlook on gold, gold climbed to an 8-week high. And you saw the lower U.S. real yields and a weaker dollar help the metal build on the biggest annual events. And I didn't do the dollar on the market report today. Let's see.
You know, you're wondering why it went up. I'm sorry. I just wonder how much more the UK can stand. I mean, that for any nation, but how much more can they stand?
Well, how much can any nation stand?
That's
I mean, we're
true.
All.
I mean, that's I mean, that's that is really a scary situation to shut down the whole country again for how long? I mean, anyway, you move on, but I just it weighs heavy on me to see this because I know people are going to suffer. They are suffering.
Well, what happens there happens here.
That's true.
So expect it.
And you can expect them really soon to announce the UPI, the Universal. Not UPI. I mean, that's just happening because UBI. Because people are going to be desperate, and what better way to bring in what they want to bring in for a long time, folks? UBI, which will make you totally a communist socialist society, and you will follow all the rules. If you want your little pittance once a month, you better follow the rules. What better way to drag the currencies down to lesser value, and to usher in maybe some more digital ways of doing things? Now, folks, this is all planned. Hang on to your panties because it's going to be a rough ride. But go ahead, Millie. I'll shut up now. But it just breaks my heart to see this fall right into this snare one step at a time, and you can't stop it.
No, I know. And the dollar today was down 0.33 at 89.93.
Wow.
Crude oil was down $1.20 at 47.32. Now, we're still a far cry away where the U.S. dollar was back in the Great Recession 2008. We have to go to 72. But, hey, we're heading there. We're getting there. And I agree with you. The UBI, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday. They were telling me about, you know, the various loans that they received to keep their, you know, their employees paid and so forth. And, you know, I get mixed emotions about everything. But I'm thinking to myself, and I made a comment about the housing market. Because everybody is so happy that these low rates are allowing people to purchase homes. But that's messing up the industry also. It's creating a bubble. Bubbles break. My concern is the millions of people who are living in rental properties that have had the eviction moratorium extended month after month. What's going to happen when that expires? Butch, the only thing they can do is, and that's what was stated, well, the government will have to pay those rents. And that's exactly what's going to happen. The government will have to pay those rents.
That's
right.
The
people can't.
And it's a fact now that even the landlords can't pay their bills. That's talking about now, too. They're falling behind on their bills, on their rent, so to speak. So what are they going to do?
And they're forced into making loans to keep going. Oh, but the interest rates are low. No, you're missing the point there. Businesses are forced into taking loans. Some of them are converted to grants. What does this all do to the taxpayers like you and me?
I agree.
My heart bleeds, but look at the real problem. And so what's going to happen? You betcha. Government is going to be bailing out the renters. They've already been giving loans to and grants to these landlords and to the property owners, usually to the bigger firms, usually to these big hedge funds who scooped up all those vacant properties back in 2008. And I remember a very good client out of Las Vegas. He told me, he says, Melanie, he says, what's really going to bring the system down? He says, you have all of these rental properties, all of these properties that went into foreclosure being bought up by these huge hedge funds and investment firms. What happens when they can't get the rent? He says, it's going to belly up and bankrupt this nation. And that's exactly where we are today.
Yep.
They're not getting their rents.
And
the government will stop.
They play this into it like a pawn on a board game. They play this right into it, one step at a time, each little move at a time, pre-planned. Who knows how many years ago to get us where we are? I mean, right now they're talking about COVID-21. That's a new one out, folks. It's now coming on the news. COVID-21 is here now. What's that going to lead to? It's not going to let up. It's not going to let up. Believe me, normal is never coming back in. It's not going to let up until they get the total situation in place where they want it and more or less control the world economics with an iron fist. And we'll discuss that more in a minute, too, about what's coming in this country and around the world Because we're seeing these things fall in place, and it doesn't take a rocket science to see it any longer, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's, you know, it's sad because it's a multitude of things. It's just a multitude of things. And, but you continue to see this money being pumped into the system. We forget how much money was pumped into the system from September of 2019 into February, even before anybody even mentioned the word COVID-19.
And it still is. Still being pumped
in the
country.
And they still are.
Absolutely. Yes, they are.
Well, yeah. Where would this nation be with all this stimulus? And Wall Street's excited about it because they know all this money's going to the people. All this money is going to these corporations. And if you get to UBI, what's going to happen? They're just going to spend it, and it's just keeping the multinational corporations and everybody else wealthy. And the citizens of this country, the people who can't afford it the most, spend the most. You know, I saw a class. I was in a class. I was watching this video. And they were talking about the various, you know, they just had it broken down, the various three classes of those that are in poverty, the middle class, and the wealthy. And they described the homes that each one lived in. And this is no disrespect to anybody. So this is just how people spend our money for whatever reason. He says you go into a wealthy home, a person who's wealthy, you go into their home, they have artwork, but they don't have a lot of knickknacks or anything like that. It's properties. It's reinvested. Their money is reinvested. You go into the middle class home, and they're in debt because they have the boats. They have the toys, the boats, the, you know, the skis, the, you know, whatever. They have all the toys. So they're in a lot of debt. And when you go into the person's house that has the least amount, they have the most trinkets. Because you can buy a lot of trinkets. And then they have the most in their house. And that's really true, though. And again, no disrespect to anyone. But it's just an example. And government knows this. They know who spends. They know who gets wealthy and reinvests. It's just a fact. And they play us. They play us. And we fall for it.
That's called marketing.
It's called marketing. I know. But I was trying to make it sound something. But it is. It is marketing. We're marketed by our government for the multinational corporations.
And it should make us, and we realize it should make us feel kind of foolish because they've played this for so long. And really quite easily, if I may say so. They've just played straight along, and most of us just follow, go along, get along. We don't think anything about it. As long as we have the TV set on and, you know, we're content. Somebody, I don't remember the exact quote, but somebody once said, if you want, just make a slave control, give him a, let him design his own cell. So, there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, the home prices across this nation are rising. You had smaller metropolitan markets like Indianapolis, Kansas City, Boise, Austin, Cleveland. They're seeing some of the strongest price gains. Prices in those cities are now at least 10% higher compared with a year ago. Nationally, home prices rose a remarkable 8.4% in October from a year earlier. That's up from a 7% gain in September and is the largest one-month move in over a decade. So, you know, they're pricing themselves out of a home. And they think because the interest rates are low that they should be out there buying homes. And again, you're just seeing, you know, traditionally more affordable markets are becoming less affordable as these prices rise faster. You know, at the end of 2020, the median price of homes in just over half of the counties in the nation, 55%, was considered less affordable to the average wage earner than they have been historically. We're seeing things change. These are bubbles. And they break.
They do.
And And they're setting, you know, and people just go along happily like, oh, well, government. Now it's to the point even the people of this nation. The government will bail us out. They're going to send us money.
I understand some people have already got this, are getting this last bailout.
$600
I don't know that, but yeah, I understand they're getting it. I haven't seen anything, and I don't know whether they ever know that I will. And that's beside the point. That didn't take them long to do this. But I mean, you're right. People think that if they can't make it, don't worry about it. Uncle Sam will take care of us. And I guarantee you, when the UBI is brought in, that people are going to be excited about it. You're going to get something for nothing. Whether you work or don't work, you're going to get this. You're going to be guaranteed this little bit of pittance that's coming into your check, as long as you follow the rules. I wonder why we can't see the fact that this is more control. I don't know why, especially the Christians, can't see this. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house by any means, but I can see this, that when someone takes care of your needs, they basically own you. They tell you what to do. It's like a parent tell you what to do. If you want to live in this house, you obey the rules. Same thing happens whenever you, if you want to live in this country, and if you want to live in another, and get these basic incomes given to you, you're going to follow the rules. And I don't want people can't see that, Melody. To me, it's just plain as it can be.
We just lose so much.
We do.
And I get people are hurting, and I don't know what the other answers would be to help people. I mean, they do need a lifeline, but I think we've seen government help out all of these multinational corporations and the bailouts of the banks and everything so many times in the past. It comes to the point where I think it's our time that you bail us out. And I think that's a real, you know, it is what it is. And yes, it's true. Instead of giving our money to these who don't even allow it to trickle down back to us, after we bail you out, you don't allow it to trickle down. Trickle? It shouldn't be a trickle. It should be a full-pledged flow to the people, not a trickle.
It never has worked that way, though. Never has.
It hasn't.
No.
But we haven't bailed out corporations and Wall Street as much as we have now.
Well, you and I both know that the only way out of this mess will be go back to really a free market, free enterprise system with real money, supported. But that would absolutely destroy the people's livelihoods now, because they lived on credit for so long they can make it the other way. We got ourselves into a huge mess. We're up to our eyeballs in a cesspool, and really have no way to bail out now. Now that's the part that breaks my heart, because I don't see any turnaround. I wish I did, but I don't.
What I do see is heading into the first break of the program. So please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188 is a fine Monday morning, January 4th, 2021. I wonder how many times I'm going to mess that up.
It's not Monday morning, by the way.
Oh, see, I already did.
Unless you start your day at noon, well, you never know.
Hey, it was a fine.
There you go. Okay. Okay.
You just had to bring that out, huh?
Well, I thought you would be corrected the first day, you know, first time on the air, so you won't get it wrong the rest of the year.
No. No, I don't. You're gonna create a I'm gonna have a complex. I'm not gonna say anything at all. So there you go.
Oh my. That'll be a day. Anyway.
I gotcha. I heard that.
Well, folks, seriously, I mean, we're laughing, and we should laugh. I mean, laughter is good, but I will tell you this sincerely, and from what I see, and I'm not a so-called prophet, like the Old Testament prophet, or any kind of a person that can tell the future necessarily, but I do go by the signs of Scripture and what's happening in history. Now is your time, if you're going to prepare financially, now is the time. If you have any funds available at all, stock up on some food and necessities, water filters. If you can do it, get some gold and silver from Melody right away. Put it back. It's going to be some kind of security against the future, because I promise you, 2021 is going to look like 2020. Look like we had a great year. And I promise that's true, because of all this coming together, Melody. And whenever you're ready, I'll share a few articles about this along these lines, because I've been doing some heavy digging the last couple of days with some people that I know about what's coming up on Wednesday even. And so when you're ready, I will share some articles and share that information.
No, go ahead,
that.
Please.
Well, this first article is, I thought, right on the money. Now, folks, listen to this, because this is where we are. There's no point in kidding yourself and thinking that normal's coming back this year, because it's not. It's never coming back. We're too far down the road to turn around. I'm sorry about that, just the way it is. We're going down the slope so fast we can't turn around. I know we all want to think differently. I don't like to say those things, but it is. I mean, our people have lost their faith, lost their courage in this country. I mean, we have politicians who are afraid to act. We have justices who are afraid to act. We have preachers who are afraid to speak out. What's going to change? Nothing for the good, believe me. America is really in dire straits. As I heard General McAvoy say the other day on another broadcast, that we are in more danger now with our nation being lost than we were in 1776 when the beginning, or with the 1861, the war between the states. Now, that's a fact. That's what he said. The divided U.S., not COVID, is the biggest risk to the world in 2021, survey finds. In decades past, the world would look to the U.S. to restore predictability in times of crisis. But with the world's preeminent superpower facing big challenges of its own, said Eurasia Group President Ian Bremmer and Chairman Cliff Kopchan, in a report to the top on in a report on the top risks for 2021. Starting with the difficulties facing the Biden administration in a divided U.S., and folks, that's putting it mildly. That's mildly. The report flags 10 geopolitical climate and in individual country risk that could derail the global economic recovery. An extended COVID-19, and now folks talking about COVID-21, impact and K-shaped recoveries in both developed and emerging economies, the second biggest risk factor cited in the report. Biden will have difficulty gaining new confidence in U.S. global leadership as he struggles to manage domestic crisis, the report said, with a large segment of the U.S. casting doubt over his legitimacy, the political effectiveness and longevity of his asterisk presidency, the future of the Republican Party, and the very legitimacy of the U.S. political model are all in question, it added. A superpower torn down the middle cannot return to business as usual. And when the most powerful country is so divided, everyone has a problem, said Bremer and Kupchan. And folks, they're right on. They're right on the money. As you know, this Wednesday is the day they're supposed to validate the electoral votes. Mega marches plot final D.C. stand on January 6th. And I know people personally are going up there, and I'm not saying don't go. More power to you. Go. But since Election Day, President Donald Trump's followers have marched on state Capitol buildings and the Supreme Court, protesting election results. They have demonstrated in front of vote counting centers, filed lawsuits, and floated illogical conspiracy theories. Now, that's their comment, folks. There was definite proof of a fraud in election. That's not conspiracy theory. It's been proven, but nonetheless. Now, those efforts will come to a head on Wednesday with the most zealous members of the MAGA nation, activists, fans, and militia groups planning to rally one more time in Washington, D.C., in a dying attempt to keep President Trump, Donald Trump, in the White House. More GOP senators vow to challenge Biden's win. A last-ditch effort by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the election thrust Washington into chaos Saturday. The growing coalition of Republican senators announced plans to rebel against state Senate leaders by seeking to block formal certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The push to subvert the vote is all but certain to fail when Congress gathers in joint session Wednesday to count electoral college votes already certified by each state. Still, Trump is continuing to press Republican lawmakers to support his baseless claims of election fraud while calling on thousands of supporters to fill the streets of the nation's capital Wednesday in mass protest of his defeat. Again, folks, I said this article is obviously in the side of the Washington Post. It's turned in favor of Biden because of his baseless claims. The claims are not baseless. They weren't baseless back when Obama cheated. And no, this, folks, this isn't anything new. This was more out in the open, though, and I would think anybody could see it. But a group of 11 Republican senators and senators-elect, but led by Ted Cruz of Texas, filed to join the Senator Josh Hawley of Republican Missouri in challenging votes from some contested states calling for an emergency 10-day audit to investigate Trump's unfounded claims. Hours later, Trump wrote on Twitter that there would be plenty more to come. Now, I'm just reading this very quickly because I'll make a point here. Representative Gumart calls for street violence as another legal law sends MAGA world spiraling. Far-right conspiracy theorists, here we go with those conspiracy theorists again, and folks, they're lying with this conspiracy that actually happened. And ultra-conservative members of the GOP, who have less and less daylight between them as the days go by, have gone into collective meltdown mode, apparently triggered at least in part by calls for violence by Congressman Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, and Trump lawyer L. Lynn Wood. On Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Jimmy Connolly, who was appointed by President Donald Trump, dismissed a Hail Mary lawsuit filed by Gohmert and 11 Arizona Republicans that attempted to give the Vice President Mike Pence the ability to overturn the results of the November presidential election by Joe Biden. The Fifth District Court of Appeals swatted the same lawsuit down on Saturday. As the President of the State Senate, Pence will preside over the ceremonial counting of the Electoral College votes, which have already been certified. Biden is a clear winner on Wednesday. An interview Friday Evening Pro on pro-Trump news network Newsmax, Gohmert falsely claimed that letting the will of the voters stand would mean the end of a republic and the end of experiment and self-government. And folks, all of these are biased against Trump, and I'm not pro-Trump, or as you know that, I'm not a Trumpeteer, but these totally are biased against Trump. Gohmert then seemed to encourage violence as it means to the end. But bottom line is this, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this. You you have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa. And now, this is what you're saying. Ted Cruz has told the Democrats calling for his arrest. They're actually calling for Ted Cruz's arrest to calm down. Again, this is Washington Times. Senator Ted Cruz had a message for Democrats suggesting the Texas Republicans shouldn't be tried for treason for calling for an emergency election audit. Calm down. Mr. Cruz came under fire announcing Saturday that he and 11 other senators will be vote against the Electoral College results in Wednesday's joint session of Congress unless lawmakers appoint a commission to conduct a 10-day audit of fraud allegations in disputed states. Well, listen, I think everyone needs to calm down. I think we need to tone down the rhetoric, said Mr. Cruz on Fox this Sunday morning at Futures with Maria Bartiromo. This is already a volatile situation. It's like a tinderbox and throwing lit matches into it. He said, yesterday I had a multiple Democrats urging that I should be arrested and tried for crimes of sedition and treason. Now, went through this very quickly to make a point. Excuse me. I say a good friend who works with a group called Liberty Counsel. His name is Jonathan Alexander. He's a lawyer with that group. He has advised President Trump several times, we'll say, on church matters over the years, and he and his group have fought against the shutdown of churches and protected pastors who have been arrested, and they're very, very much into that and done a great job doing that. That's why I support them. I'm going to ask Jonathan to join me on the program Wednesday night if he can for an update of what happened in Washington on Wednesday. But I talked to him or texted him back and forth yesterday several times asking what he saw coming out of this. I asked him questions. I said, what do you think is going to happen Wednesday when the Senate challenges the votes? What will happen? And what are the odds of Trump actually turning things around and exposing all this and making it, you know, fixing things somewhat for the sake of our country? He said 10% chance. I said, well, what is the percentage chance? He said 10% chance. And I said, well, what if he would bring in the, we've all been hearing about the Insurrection Act. What if he would declare the Insurrection Act and decide to do it that way, as we know that he could do? He said, Mr. Alexander said that will not work either because the courts will not back it. So Trump really has 0 to 10% chance of turning this thing around. And what Cruz is saying, and God forbid, we have to go to war in the streets. I don't want to see that. But with this rhetoric going around and all, I just pray it doesn't, Millie. But
it's
with,
not going to happen.
Who knows what the future holds? I mean, the people are being so divided now. They're being so torn apart. And I know personally people that are angry enough, they said they're ready to pick up guns and go to D.C. And I said, don't.
Well, that shouldn't happen.
You
and
do
I,
that,
I don't
you
encourage.
Know?
And I don't encourage. That's
I don't
one
either.
Thing we don't do
don't
is
either.
We don't encourage us. And that's why we don't rarely ever talk about it. Because, I mean,
that's
everybody
true.
Can understand, you know, what the stakes are. And then we're no better than those who are saying that this has to be done and that has to be done. So, no, we're no better than them. So, no, I don't like it. And, you know, I don't know where we're at.
Whenever you have lawyers who say that he has less than 10% chance, that pretty much seals it. Either way it goes.
Well, you know what? I'm not an attorney, and I've said for how long, you know, when all this came up, that he had a 0%
chance. I know. You said the same
chance.
Thing. Yes.
So I
yes.
don't know where my credibility is compared to an attorney, but, I mean, you can pretty much see where this is headed. If you understand what's truly going on and is not being and is not and are not being fueled by a lot of, oh, what should I say? Being where everything is just being fueled, so something does happen. I mean, personally,
see, that,
I don't
that,
believe
that,
we're
the
there yet. We're not there yet.
That's the point. I don't know if we're being played by both sides. That's what concerns me.
We are.
If
doesn't
people,
anybody get
you know,
it but me? Am I the only one in this
yeah, that's,
nation?
That's what concerned me.
Who gets it?
But
if you understand
but you know,
these people on both sides,
oh.
Butch, I mean, these same Republicans that are supposedly fighting for our republic, what were they 5 years ago? How
Where
did
were they when
they
that,
changed?
Yes,
leopards
yes.
changed their spots? When
I mean,
did that happen?
They had control of the whole nation for 2 years. Where were they then?
Well,
where
it's
were
true.
They?
Well, look
Trump
who,
had
well,
you know, both houses.
And, you know, somebody did bring this to my, and it's like, yeah, we forget about him, but, you know, who was the guy before McConnell? He didn't do diddly. I don't know if he was there that was part of, if he did get the tax cuts passed or not. Paul Ryan. I mean, he didn't do nothing. And that was probably some of the problem.
Well, to be in all fairness, which party has?
I know.
For all these years. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of making. This is not going to make it any better. Both, I think, are being played back and forth to both sides. And
so people,
the thing that really concerns me
about
is that they do, because they're trying to cause friction. They want friction.
And when you have a leader of this nation encouraging, there's something wrong with that.
From either side.
There's just
and both sides have done it.
Wrong with that. What?
Both sides have done it. Both sides have done it too. That's what makes
and
me
it's
angry.
Wrong.
Both sides are trying to. It is. I mean, look
They're
what's happening.
And who gets penalized? They don't. They're manipulating the people because that's what they
that's
want.
Why, and one of the main things people are seeing that this kind of unrest does cause economic chaos. If they're not prepared economically, if they're not out of debt and ready to face this storm, Nelly, they're going to be really hurt in the very near future. Now's not the time to go in debt. Now's the time to get out of debt, because this economic chaos, or this chaos in the country, is going to affect, it has affected the economics. Obviously it has. And it's going to get much worse. I mean, when the company, the government has to bail you out every little bit, how long can they do that? So we're
come
facing
the end
chaos
of January.
Right now.
Come the end of January, all of this will be behind us, and no one's going to be doing anything different.
I hope they let it rest. I hope they let it rest. I'm not saying that they shouldn't stand up and say what they believe in. I'm not saying that at all. But don't be played into a battle that isn't necessary. I thought I lost you. I heard a lot of static there for a second. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard it too in my ears. Yeah, not yet. Now's not the time.
So we will see what the Lord has in store for us.
What leaders do, you know, it's just, you know. Anyway.
But that's the talk going on. So, folks, I'm telling you, Wednesday's going to be, it's going to be an important day. I'm nervously watching to see what's going to happen on Wednesday. But I do believe that, as I talked to Jonathan Alexander, I said, if Biden's in office, if he does go in office, it looks like he's going to, the Christian church is going to be punished even more, because he's definitely not wanting to help us out in what's right with the Christian principles and values. And
the problem is the churches weren't there for the past 30 years.
No, they haven't been there for longer than that, even, actually, yes.
So, you know.
But he said they're gearing up for the battle, because they know it's going to come. They're gearing up for it.
No, well, the battle's already been here.
I know.
All right?
It's going to increase.
The battle's already been here for 30 plus, 40, 50 years. And where has everybody been?
I totally agree. Do you remember Jerry Falwell?
It's just, anyway, we're heading into the break. You got me all fired up today on this.
Good. I like that. Get your blood pressure moving. Get your heart pumping. but anyway, yeah, he said they're gearing up to defend pastors and churches. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, we're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Well, here's something new that I didn't know about, or maybe I just didn't see it. The emergency COVID stimulus will likely reveal UFO documents. Within the 5,600-page bill was legislation to legitimize the Intelligence Authorization Act. It passed. In 180 days, we will likely learn more than ever about the government's research into UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. UAP, also known as UFOs. And so, hey, see what's wrong with that?
I did hear that, but I didn't know it passed. I didn't know it was part of it, but I did hear about that coming. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about that?
And I just wonder, I mean, I'm kind of curious to see what they say. I really am. We know they've been hiding a lot of things. I'm just kind of curious to hear what they got to say. I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah. It'll probably be the same as with Kennedy. They'll release enough to keep the little citizens happy. But really not tell us anything. Give us something to talk about. Anyway.
You're talking about the markets. They dropped 500 points today, and this article here I thought tied right into it. Exploding debt levels mean stocks can't go to the moon forever. And I thought this was pretty well put together. Peter Cicchini, founder and CEO of Alpha Omega Advisors, joins the latest What Goes Up podcast to discuss a crazy year that was 2020 in markets and to give his outlook for what's to come. Topics include FOMC and the Federal Reserve, a boom in retail investor trading, and zombie companies. Some highlights of the conversations, some of the earnings estimates that I'm seeing. As you said, the consensus is just below 170 are going to require multiples that just don't make a lot of sense to me within the context of the fact that rates can't go any lower. So if we're looking for mobile expansion to continue to drive the rally, I don't think we're going to get that because the Fed's FSC is limited, right? It has firepower. No one's saying the Fed doesn't have ammunition. It can print money, and it can go buy treasuries for as long as it would like. But at the end of the day, when you're at zero, the stimulative impact is muted. I think that is one huge piece that people are missing. We're not just back to, you know, this is to the moon scenario for earnings. If anything, we're back to a situation where cash flows remain challenged, and by the way, debt levels have exploded. And that pretty well covers it. They can print money and they can buy a treasury melody, but the debt level is already more than we can handle. How long before everything has to collapse? He said it. I didn't. This is what the gentleman said, Peter Cicchini said. So that's a good question. Did you agree?
Well, I agree, and the thing of it is, yeah, they can continue to print debt until something happens. And I think we're experiencing that something. And I think with the housing market, yeah, look what's happening to it. They're destroying. Yeah, they're destroying our currency, but they're also destroying this nation within. Our housing markets, you look at our health care. You know, the only thing that Democrats can do when they get into office, yeah, they're going to get into office, and you know, I'll eat my hat if they don't, but when they get into office, the only thing that they can do is infrastructure spending. That's what we need to this nation. So where's the money going to be going for that? Because the money that needed to go for that is going into the people's pockets.
I agree.
You know, again, who's going to be paying for these rents for the people? It's going to have to be paid by the government, or they're going to get kicked out, and then we're going to have another problem with millions of people homeless. And then we can do the woe is me type situation. But, you know, this didn't have to happen. This was handled terribly from the beginning.
Or planned to happen, perhaps, even.
Whether it was true, it could have been planned, but it was also handled planned. I mean, I don't know which plan that you're meaning.
I mean, plan to bring a collapse. I wonder if that could be part of it.
Well, I think goes. I mean, if it was the black swan, this certainly is it. It was planned. But look at the condition that we were in. It started back in September. Before that, we were in a recession in February. Who talks about a recession that we're in? Oh, it hasn't come from the White House, so I guess we're not in a recession. I mean, it's just the amount of information that people pick and choose instead of weeding through it.
That's the key. That's the key. You have to look for the truth because it's out there. It is.
You do. You just can't pick, you know. But anyway, so yeah, we have a problem. And
what we do, then this next article says, what's behind today's sudden sell-off? The answer lies in Georgia. I thought, okay, I'll read a couple paragraphs. There's been some confusion about the catalyst behind this morning's sudden market sell-off, which followed promptly after the S&P hit a fresh all-time high. While there has been no single definitive news catalyst, the answer for the risk weakness is to be found in Georgia, which goes to the polls in special runoff elections for the U.S. Senate seats. As a reminder, if Democrats win both, then the Senate will be split 50-50, and they will control it thanks to the vice president casting a vote. Now, so they think that, I would assume they think, that if the Democrats control the House, the economy will get bad again. I don't see it that way. And the economy is not that good now. How can it get bad again? It still make it worse. It's already bad. Is that a fair statement?
Personally, I don't believe the election has anything to do with the turnaround in the market today. I think we had a weaker dollar, and we're headed in that direction. And that's just, you know, there's a lot of things out there. But I mean, if you wanted to say that that had the big impact, I mean, I think the election is the most critical thing. I mean, that's where all this attention, and a lot of it has been, on this election. I mean, can he bar the door if the Republicans don't get it? And it's scary.
It is scary.
It literally is scary.
That's what people need to be thinking about their future and how they're going to take care of themselves in the very near future.
What they can do if the Democrats win tomorrow night. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. It's going to be iffy.
Well,
I don't think it's going to be iffy.
2020, this article says, was a snack. 2021 is the main course. That's what it says. One of the dishes at the banquet of consequences that will surprise a great many revelers is the systematic failure of the Federal Reserve one-size-fits-all solution to every spot of bother, print another $1 trillion and give it to rampacious financiers and corporations. The 2020 is widely perceived as the worst year ever. It was only a snack. The real banquet of consequences will be served in 2021. The reason 2020 was just a snack is that systems didn't break down in 2020. The reason 2021 is a main course is that systems will break down, and once broken, they cannot be restored. I think they're broken, but this article's right on the money. 2021 will make 2020 look like nothing financially. It's going to break, Melody. It's going to break. It has to break. It can't go on like this.
No, it can't. Not with the... It has to break, you know. And, I mean, let me tell you what. If everything was calm and quiet and, you know, so forth, yeah, they could probably take it a little bit further. But no, not when you're... And, again, I'm going back to the housing. I mean... To me, I think that is just an incredible problem. I mean, if they, I don't, they're going to either continue, they just can't continue that moratorium forever. There's something that's going to have to break. The dollar is weakening. You have everything out there that's coming to a head. Everything. So, yeah, 2021, it's the big meal.
You know, you talk about the economy, people think, well, I've asked you, and I've said it before on the radio with you, I'll say it again, though, but many people have asked me over the years, well, when's the dollar going to collapse? You keep saying it's going to collapse, and I ask them to just stop and think a minute. And one example is in 1946, $20,000 a year in earnings is equal to $270,000 today, Melody. I'm 2 years younger than, I'm 72 years old. I've been 74, been born in 46. So in my lifetime, a dollar was went from $20,000 a year to $270,000 a year if in comparison. The dollar has not only fallen, it is dropping continually. I guess people expect the dollar just all of a sudden to be dead and be worth nothing. But how much closer to nothing can it get than what it already is by inflation, by devaluation? 1946, $20,000 it would take $270,000 a day to equal. Now, that is a huge, huge statement in my mind on where the dollar is. And every time they print more money, the dollar loses value, does it not?
It does. It does. And you're right. Our dollar has already collapsed. And, you know, they could play these games. It's the illusion that they've created. And it's hard to wipe out the dollar totally when it processes, what, 85% of the world, or 90, it used to be much higher than that. So we'll say 85% of the world's transactions isn't done in the dollar. It's just not going to go away. The dollar might never just go to zero. But if it goes into free fall, even if it goes down, we're at 89 now, if it goes to 50, I mean... You've lost.
That's true.
You lost. And I know people in the stock market, they don't know what to do. They really don't know. They don't want to lose any more gains. They don't want to hold the cash because they understand, at least they understand that. You print a lot of money and more things into the system is going to make it less value. But they haven't jumped over to gold. They haven't protected their paper. And it is truly amazing. And they're going to lose. And then they're going to sit there thinking that the government is going to bring it back. And that's the worst thing that you can be thinking. Because the government is not on your side. The only thing the government has ever done in order to bail out these multinational corporations and banks is all for them. It wasn't for you. It didn't benefit you. It took the system a little bit longer, stretched it out. Here we are, 2021. But what you face today is far greater than what we faced in 2008. And if they wouldn't have rigged it since every recession prior to 2008, we wouldn't be here at all. And if they wouldn't have taken us off the gold standard, we wouldn't be here either.
That's exactly right. And gold, this is a rough estimate, has went up since January last year, 2020, around December last year. Gold went up at roughly $600 an ounce, $600 an ounce in 1 year.
Yeah.
What could it be another year from now if the time goes on and with the economy further dropping? If it goes up that much in a year, what could happen in another year when the 2021 turns out to be even worse than 2020? I mean, a jump in $44 in 1 day is a huge jump, is it not?
It is. But we're going to see $100 moves.
This is only the beginning.
And then we have to remember, everybody has short memory. Let's go back to last year in March. in April. Was product easy to get? No, it wasn't. Especially with the COVID, because you had these treasuries who shut down. So again, we're not telling you anything that you don't already know. But I'll guarantee you, many of you are sitting there with paper stocks, even Bitcoin.
Yes.
Bitcoin hit highs. It's a fun thing to play, but I wouldn't be betting my retirement on it. I wouldn't be betting my, you know, my savings on it. But if you're a gambler, there you go.
Well, you know, you're risking everything to do that. And if you're willing to risk it, do it. But I think it's insane. You know, I do. I think it's just a matter of time that Bitcoin is going to show up for what it really is, a digit on a computer. If the dollar that is so much tangible you hold in your hand is dropping in value to nothing, how much more will a digit on a computer fail? And what if the computer system fails? What if that all of a sudden that just disappears? How are you going to back it up? With what? How you gonna get,
I got
I mean,
an
how
idea,
you
Butch.
Back? What's that?
Let's create a financial crypto. And we'll sit here and we'll charge, oh, how much? We'll charge $500 per crypto. But we'll send out statements every month showing that they have this $500 in one crypto coin. So
there you
how about
go.
That?
And then when the thing collapses, they just bring that statement in. They can just go and cash in for groceries and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, sure. Of course.
I think that's what Bernie Madoff did.
Bernie, yeah, that's a good point. He did do that. Mm-hmm. Bob Chapman used to call him Bernie Madoff. But you remember that, I'm sure.
I do.
It is. I don't know. I understand. I mean, Venezuela was wanting to go totally crypto now because their money's worthless. They're totally out of the game financially. Now they'll go crypto, make it even worse for themselves. How smart can you get?
1-800-375-4188. Thank you for changing your schedule around so you can be with us today. We'll be here tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.